Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are joined by Richard Manning. He is the leader of an indispensable organization, Americans for Limited Government. He formerly served in the Department of Labor under the George W. Bush administration and also as a lobbyist for the National Rifle Association. He is very actively contributing to the public policy debate, among other things, through columns in places like The Hill and Investors Business Daily, FoxNews.com. He graces our program from time to time, for which we're always very grateful. This is one of those occasions. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
I wanted to explore with you, as a man who prides himself on helping improve the quality of government, to talk a bit about the history of the Clinton team, going back to Bill Clinton's time, when it comes to a certain willingness to betray the national interest in exchange for political or financial gain. Would you remind us about Bill Clinton and the Chinese communists, some of his technology transfer initiatives, and then we'll talk about his wife and what she did during her time as the Secretary of State.
Well, when Bill Clinton was president, he was under investigation by a congressional committee led by Chris Cox, Representative Chris Cox, who later became the SEC chairman. Chris Cox was investigating a tie between an Indonesian financier who was pushing a lot of money into the Clinton machine and the technology transfer of a lot of our stealth technology that was being stolen right out of our national labs based in New Mexico.
Also, ballistic missile technology relevant to multiple independently targetable warheads, MIRVing.
Indeed. Things that you would never, ever, ever want to send to somebody who wanted to kill you. We were busily providing them with generational leaps in technology. In fact, one could argue today that the reason the Chinese have been able to bulk up their military so rapidly and so effectively is because they haven't had to figure out how to do it. And that's largely because Bill Clinton transferred the technology to them. That was the real scandal that they were investigating that would have impeached the president. And we got sidetracked with Monica Lewinsky in the and the whole investigation went away in terms of the real problem, which was the technology transfers to people who didn't like us very much.
So flash forward, Rick Manning, to Hillary Clinton's time as the Secretary of State. There's been a lot of talk along very similar lines about this this Uranium One transaction. Does this fit the pattern as you see it?
Well, I really do think it does. You know, we've got in Clinton Cash, the book Clinton Cash, it details how the Clinton Foundation received $145 million from the board of directors of the company that actually ended up being able to purchase Uranium One. We know that the Obama administration, we know that Bill Clinton gave a speech to that company and had got a $500,000 honorarium. His normal honorarium is $250,000. And in that speech, you even talked about Uranium One.
And of course, with this transaction went some 20% of America's uranium reserves to a country fully capable of using that uranium to build nuclear weapons to threaten this country. I mean, am I missing something here? This sounds like a betrayal of the first kind.
Yes, well, they were busy resetting the relationship. But part of it is even worse than the fact that it was transferred to a country that doesn't have our best interests at heart. I mean, the Democrats have suddenly discovered they don't like. The real amazing part of this is they put in all this language that said the uranium could never leave certain and had to be counted for. Well, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission came out last week and said they don't know where some of the uranium is.
Well, and some of it went to Canada. We know that for sure. So it's not here. That's for sure.
And it's not here. And I've heard two different credible sources who have a reason to know say that that they believe that it ended up in Iran. So and we're sitting here in a world where we're really struggling against the jihadists, the Islamic jihadists who are coming after us. And we see them on our streets just recently in a horrific attack. But we know that, you know, Obama did this horrific deal with Iran, which really accelerated their capacity and legitimized their capacity to get nuclear weapons. And now the Uranium One deal may in fact be providing them with a very necessary ingredient to proceed with that process. It's unbelievable that we've done this, and they did it for money.
Yeah, and you know, Rick, it is so striking that this is the country that they were doing business with, the Russian government, Vladimir Putin specifically, is the same outfit that the Democrats are so vehemently protesting is an enemy nation of ours. It you know, it couldn't be more bizarre, notwithstanding the fact that they were busily trying to suck up to the Russians in this so-called reset phase. They were hostile to us at the time. They are hostile to us now, the Putin team, and they will be for the foreseeable future, as are the Iranians and so on. Hey, listen, very quickly, Rick, on this point, we do have a critical test here for the rule of government, it seems to me, because if what you've said is true, and I believe it is, that there's been, at the very best, malfeasance on the part of the Clinton team, and more likely, the betrayal of our country in the service of people who would enrich them, but who are hostile to us. Rod Rosenstein is one of the key players in this drama, now the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, because Jeff Sessions recused himself from an investigation of these charges that Trump was colluding with the Russians. He has a rather problematic role in this Clinton scandal, and I would like you to connect those dots, if you would, and tell us whether he can possibly continue to serve, given the compromising of his role and status, it seems to me.
Well, it's Frank, your listeners will appreciate this as the ultimate swamp story, because Rod Rosenstein was the prosecutor, the U.S. attorney prosecuting the company that ended up buying Uranium One. They're prosecuting him for bribery. And they were looking at, and they were investigating from bribery. Rod Rosenstein was the U.S. attorney from Maryland who was responsible for that prosecution. The FBI director at the time, who was responsible for the investigation, was Robert Mueller. And so you have, and somehow that investigation was started in 2009. Never, at the same time that company was trying to buy Uranium One, they were never, apparently, they said, we don't really care if they're being investigated for this, which should have made them ineligible under the law. Instead, they pushed the investigation back, and they didn't actually come to get any charges until 5 years later. And there were minor charges that a couple of people were rung up on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the horse is squarely out of the barn in terms of this Uranium One deal.
You have to expect that the Department of Justice, Eric Holder at the time, knew that the company that was trying to buy Uranium One was in fact being investigated for bribery. They had somebody embedded in into the company, the parent company, who is now coming out as a whistleblower, who's going to provide a lot of information. We don't know what it is, so it's hard to say up front what we're going to see. But he's got a lot of documents, a lot of information that he believes will implicate a lot of people involved in what would be a cover-up of the actual investigation to allow the Uranium One transfer to happen.
It's scandalous in the extreme. Rick Menning, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Particularly, I'm anxious to talk with you further about the role that the so-called Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States played in allowing that transaction to go forward, when at least one of the principals on that committee, the Attorney General of the United States at the time, Eric Holder, knew all about, we have to believe, this investigation of bribery and kickbacks and corruption associated with this particular transaction. a scandal of the first order. We appreciate tremendously the work you do exposing and holding people accountable for this sort of misconduct at Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning, keep it up, my friend, and come back to us again, if you would, very soon. Next up, Fred Flights will join us. We'll talk about this kind of scandal and more. Straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.